Just getting my recording stuff, making sure it works. There we go. This evening I'd like to, or this afternoon I'd like to talk about basically my symbol, my intent, and in pyramids. This entire convo will be about that. If that is okay.
And you may continue.
All right. So when we last discussed about my symbol, you gave me a really cool one where I have an onyx pyramid, where the top is a white cap, a light cap, and I've been meditating quite a bit about just the pyramid structure. Can I just say, I don't even know where to start. So I guess I'll start with this. Is the pyramid structure a healing structure? Is it intention to amplify or to heal?
I would say both.
It's both. It's amplification of an intent, whatever that may be, right?
Yes.
Okay. And being that my symbol, am I sort of like an intent amplifier? Do I do that for other people? I also don't. My impression for my intent is empowerment is the word that keeps coming up to me, because I seem to be able to help with distresses. I can help, for instance, like the conversation I had with my mother yesterday. She was so frantic. I can feel as I was talking to her, for those momentary allowances that she gave, I was able to help her relax. Is that an aspect of my intention, to empower and to relax? Okay, I thought so. The pyramid structure, if I visualize the pyramid structure in my day-to-day actions, would that be beneficial? Like a pyramid surrounding my body and allow that to be like a way to focus myself?
Definitely, yes.
Is the points relevant? Like, so a pyramid has its 4 points downward and then the 1 point upward. Is that significant? Like my crown chakra is my most significant, I feel, chakra that I utilize. Is that accurate?
Yes, but I would also express that the other points are important in relation to balance and grounding.
Balance and grounding. I see. A side point here. Am I dispersed?
No.
I thought so. Thank you. I've been meaning to ask that for some time. The colors that you associated with my pyramid being an onyx pyramid base and a light cap, what are the significances of that?
Your impression?
The onyx black seems... I've always loved that color black. It represents like consciousness to me in some way. Some really, not darkness. It's comforting. It's very comforting. I don't know what else to say about that.
I would agree. And I would say that for you, it is a color of warmth.
It is. Black being warmth. Is that not like opposing? Is because most do not see black as a warming color.
No, not necessarily. I would say that it is a matter of each individual and what certain expressions mean to them.
I see.
Individually. And this is how you associate with this particular color. And I would say that moving in that warmth and then generating the lightness towards the top is significant in that what it symbolizes in relation to you is an aspect of nurturing.
Huh. Nurturing is a big part of my life, is it not?
Yes.
And I've always fought that, haven't I? Nurturing, what does that mean exactly? So helping to grow, helping to realign. What is the can you define nurturing to me?
Nurturing is the expression of encouraging to grow.
Encouraging to grow. I see. An analogy I've had since I was a kid is kind of like, I can be a bit of a paladin sometimes, where if I feel empowered, if I am in that state of high energy, I sense other people kind of feel that around me.
Yes, I agree.
How often do I do that, would you say? Not often or somewhat?
I would say that it is a natural expression, therefore, that you do it often, on a regular basis, because it is natural.
I see. And that's helping me to understand. You said one of my gifts is my desire to understand. Does this play out with the same pyramid structure? Can you help me understand that a bit more?
What capacity?
My desire to understand and my capacity to understand is what I'm saying. So because I want to understand, because my desire is there, is it I absorb this information better, or is it I'm seeking out more? I don't even know how to word that, I guess.
It isn't necessarily that you interpret a stronger desire for information than other individuals necessarily, but that it is an important factor to you, and what is important to you is the understanding of whatever information you present to yourself, and being able to translate it.
Understanding goes very far for me. Like, it could be my worst nemesis. If I understand them, it changes everything.
Yes. What I would say is, it isn't simply understanding, because many individuals want to understand.
Mm-hmm.
But it is that step beyond understanding, that there is the understanding, and then what is also important to you is the ability to translate that understanding.
Oh, thank you. That is definitely what I do all the time. I think I've been hurting a lot of my friends with me trying to translate your information, for instance. It's fun for me. Like, it's very fun for me to actually talk about these.
Because it is natural, and in that is different somewhat, because many times individuals may understand something, but they can't communicate it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't articulate it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't translate it in a manner in which they can articulate that to someone else. Therefore, this is a significant piece.
I see, because I always stop myself from going overboard and talking, but when I can flow like you do, like for me, I think one of my favorite things about you is your articulation ability. Just how you word things is magic to me. I'm like, whoa, like I get like a thrill from it. So that is an aspect of my intention, to be able to translate, empower, help to grow, and to provide that energy of being a catalyst. Could I use that word as well? Okay, so to continue on to my symbol, you said at the top of the white cap is pink clouds. And these pink clouds generate electricity.
Yes.
I've always associated pink from your early sessions when you said our new energy center is helping us to open up the neural pathways of deeper understanding and connection. Could that be it as well? Do I help others with opening up neural pathways?
You can, and you do at times, yes.
I do. Is that why like kids like to play with me? Because I kind of just be that encouraging energy all the time with them. Well,
yes, and stimulating. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely agree.
Okay. So the blue aster, I seem to associate that aspect of my symbol with you. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I would also express questioning you beyond that. What does it mean to you?
Blue is communication to me. It's always that I feel lively enough to communicate.
But now stop momentarily.
Okay.
And allow yourself to genuinely think about it and feel into that image. Don't simply express, expected or learned the answer. Remember, this is your personal symbol. Right. Therefore, it means something about you. And let me express to you that although blue is a natural color for asters, they aren't common. The most common asters are generally pink or a deep rose color. Blue is a less common color for this flower, although it is very natural, but it isn't as common. Therefore, it would be more rare to find a blue one than any other color.
I think I have to meditate on that a little bit more because I'm not getting too much other than...
I would express that I would definitely encourage you in that.
Okay, meditate on...
Because it holds meaning as a symbol of you. Some part of you in that uncommon expression.
I am pretty uncommon, if there is a word I can find. I haven't found another me just yet. All right, thank you for that. To continue the symbol, you said that the pyramid structure has hieroglyphs on there, correct? Is there many hieroglyphs, or is there one or two predominant ones?
I would say a considerable amount.
Is my intent complicated? Is that what that signifies? Or is there deeper aspects of my intent, is what the hieroglyphs represent?
I would say that the hieroglyphs, what they represent, is your
My story gets etched on my pyramid.
I would say to you about that is in relation to your intent and in relation to your symbol.
Right.
It isn't only your story, but the stories that for you, part of your understanding and part of your ability to nurture is by knowing what other people's story is.
Oh my God. So
the story is an important part of your symbol.
Wow. And I do get, this is where my dispersed impression came in, because depending on who I'm engaging, especially if it's an intimate encounter, I do feel like I get to know the person as the time progresses with nothing being said. Like, I feel like I do connect with the individual in front of me deeply.
Yes, but I would express that it is also important for you to
know the story.
The manner in which you learn their story.
Aha, and this is the storyteller Millie Mae happening, eh? Okay. And through my symbol, I amplify that story to them backwards. I mirror it, or I reflect it, or I amplify it. I'm not. Oh, there's.
I would agree and say, oh.
I thought so, because I'm like, man, all of them count, but I don't know which, like, okay, thank you so much. I gotta meditate on that considerably. So, I want to just ask something that I always forget about. There's a name that rings in my head since I was a kid. It's Alexander. And I've just, like, I'm like, is it a future focus? Is it a life focus? I thought even my essence name was that. But then, the two group sessions ago, I was introduced to Alexander Golod, the archaeologist that's in Bosnia right now with the Bosnian pyramids. Is that who that represents to me?
I would say that, first of all, you incorporate a counterpart action with this individual.
I do. Counterpart. Cool.
I would also express that there is a commonality there in energy, because what this individual is doing is attempting to discover a story, which is what your intent is.
That is my intent, that line you said, to discover a story, not necessarily to nurture the story. But, okay, thank you for that clarification. So the science of pyramids, what this individual is talking about, and what many, at least from certain sects of this new science, is it valid? Like, if I build a pyramid according to their specifications, and I keep this pyramid, for instance, in my mom's house, would this affect them unknowingly? It can, for the pyramid itself is amplifying the intent to return to your original. Could that?
That's on the individual. I would say that, yes, it has the ability to amplify, but what it amplifies depends on the individual and what they are expressing.
I see. So you're recommending me to be a lot more intimate with people, because I fear that sometimes. But in that intimate exchange, I am offering something to them, then, you're saying.
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. I will take that into more consideration. Is there other aspects of my symbol that I've not covered? Do you, aside from the hieroglyphs, meaning the story itself.
Translated quite well, that you are translating it quite well, and that, remember, it is the symbol of you. Therefore, whatever you discover about you, part of that symbol.
So now that I'm a little bit better with some of the conflict I had as a child, would you say that was was that in my story, like, before even like, just to have somewhat of a disastrous experience like that, was that a part of my story to experience in order to understand further, or was that just like a one-off? Because
no, it is a part of your story, and what you do with it part of it. But was that a design prior to it happening? No. Because in that, you don't move in a direction of destiny, my friend.
Right.
That everything you do is chosen in the moment. Everything you create is created in the moment. Yes, you may have potentials in certain directions, but they are simply that. They are potentials, and that doesn't mean that you will choose that.
Right.
You always have that freedom of choice and in expressing that freedom of choice, I would say that it is important for you to recognize that nothing is predestined.
Right.
Everything is a choice in the moment.
So on that note of choice in the moment, I'm really wanting to go to Bosnia and see this pyramid. I also know that I'll get actually quite a bit of beneficial experiences from it. My question is like, do I have to, you said not to ask these questions, but I'm going to do it anyway. like the planning about this trip, I don't want to plan so much. I just want to kind of like go about it. When I have the impulse, I want to go. When I come back, I want to come back. Like, I just don't want to think anymore about the extended repercussions of what I'm doing anymore. Like, I think by doing a little less structure, it would be beneficial for me. Okay, I'm going to try it because it's kind of terrifying at the same time. I'm like, I want to be free. You know, I want to just go about everything.
Moment. What is so terrifying about it?
Well, now that I'm...
What would you say is frightening to you about that idea?
Just the responsibilities that I have here and that other people may not... they need me to do whatever action here. Like, I think I'm letting other people down by doing that, basically. I'm being selfish.
I would say that that is a significant expression of taking personal responsibility for other individuals.
And I do that quite a bit, don't I?
That I would express that that is not beneficial for you, and it isn't beneficial or helpful to them either. Therefore, I would say to you that in that, what is the most constructive, the most is for you to place yourself in that primary position where you are considering and paying attention to you first.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do that, are in a which you can genuinely honor other individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are being responsible to you,
mm-hmm.
then you are being responsible in consciousness. And therefore, the automatic byproduct of that is that you are responsible in relation to other individuals.
Yeah, I'm going to run with that, Elias. I'm actually going to genuinely put all of my effort to really believe in.
You don't care.
Right. Right.
Of course you care about other individuals. But when you are being responsible to you,
mm-hmm.
you recognize that everything is a part of you, that you are genuinely interconnected mm-hmm. with everything. Therefore, you are responsible to other individuals. Because whatever you do affects everything. But when you move in directions that place yourself in that primary position, mm-hmm. and you choose actions for you that benefit you,
mm-hmm.
then if you are interconnected, it automatically benefits everyone else also.
Just by being honest with me, by doing that.
By being genuine and by honoring yourself, yes.
Thank you for that. I have one counterpart question. Me and Atticus Kilby, are we counterpart?
Yeah.
We are. In different ways than I am with Alexander Goldblatt. Because counterpart can mean a very big spectrum, can't it, right?
Yes, it's okay. It does.
I see. Am I still a counterpart with Mary, or?
Yeah.
I am. How about with Togi?
I would say that you move in and out of.
Ah.
Constant.
Ah, with Togi. The experience I had with that teleportation trip, I felt that. I felt that initial pickup, and I felt the transition of something in my frequency in my body, and then I fell asleep. Was that falling asleep kind of me focusing much more onto the trip, or me taking away from the senses that I was experiencing in my regular body?
Both.
So I did that intentionally. I fell asleep intentionally to focus. It is a method. And I did get considerable dreams. Like, I saw you give me a very funny face of, like, dude, don't do that. And that was in regard to what we were doing on Thousand Islands, right? When we were talking to the shamans, you had been somewhat more cautioning us to not ripple too much. Is there a lot of damage that can happen if someone were to just not care and just give her and go back in time and tell everyone everything?
What I would say is that there are many different actions that could occur.
Okay.
That there is a broad spectrum of what could occur. And not necessarily being considerably aware of what you are doing, there is a significant potential that you can move in directions that are not necessarily beneficial.
I see. Because end of the day, it's the beneficialness of the action, because we are in a shift, and our now time doesn't mean all times are shifting.
But it does.
It does, because I said that kind of like knowing you're going to correct me. Okay. So this just means that I can play as much as I want to play, but if I feel I should not do something, that's from a deeper place telling me not to do this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. I just have a question that you have been with me since I was an infant, and Rose has been with me since I was an infant. This is correct?
Yeah.
So Rose is that pink blonde lady that I saw when I was younger that had that pink hue. And she stopped coming around when I was an adolescent, I remember. Is that valid?
Yeah.
And she's now revisiting me again.
Actually, I understand what you are expressing, but I would amend that to a degree and express that it wasn't that she withdrew necessarily,
mm-hmm.
but that you were less attentive.
That makes sense.
Less aware of that energy.
I was always aware of your energy, though. Is that correct? Not always, but I mean predominantly I can say I'm aware.
Yes, I would agree, yes.
Is it because we're like, we've shared many lifetimes together, or I value your input that much? I do, but I don't know why I'm so fond of it.
Element of it is the familiarity, yes.
I thought so. And we've shared over 400 lifetimes together, right?
You are correct.
Okay. And just while on the same topic, I've shared many lifetimes with Rob also, correct? Over 200?
Correct.
Okay, fantastic. And now that we're on this topic, I just want to ask really quickly. Rob specifically is working for a company that we are trying to change their curriculum. I'm sure you're aware. And today we're under a little bit of a, they threw a bit of a wrench where they want to change everything from a hardware Like, they don't want to go with the MacBook idea that we had. They want to now switch it up. You said, as a general advice to Rob before, you said to not be rigid, right? Is this an aspect of the not being rigid part?
Yeah.
This is an aspect of it. Of if he goes with the flow that he feels like without causing himself conflict internally, that's a tough one for me. Can you explain further, please?
It is a matter of allowing yourself to be paying attention,
yes,
to be present, to be self-aware,
mm-hmm.
And when something is presented to you in a manner that is unexpected,
mm-hmm.
or that you don't necessarily, let us say, agree with,
mm-hmm.
what I would say to you is then that is an opportunity for you to pay attention and be creative,
mm.
in the capacity of how you can be moving in a direction of cooperation. Or how you can be creating an expression of cooperation.
I see. Can I say I'm getting much better with that? Working with and being cooperative versus demeaning myself or shrinking. I think I'm doing much better now than ever.
I agree. I would express that I would continue to encourage you in that direction, most definitely.
There's room to grow still. Okay, thank you. I'd like to focus on the signs of pyramids, if I can, for the remainder. I have my intuition, and I've read a bunch, and I'm like, I'm not sure if I buy everything, because it's really the individual's perspective, end of the day, correct? Or is there sciences that go beyond perception?
No.
Nothing goes beyond perception.
Because that is the mechanism that actually creates reality.
Is perception.
That is the most important piece. That also is the reason that I expressed to you that significance of cooperation, because there are differences in perception.
Right. And you can't force your perception, or no matter what intensity I'm holding in my energy, if it's not being perceived, it's not being affected, correct? No matter what. Okay. So
correct. You can't force that.
No matter what. So that's it for sure. Okay. I'm glad I clarified that. So that means like whatever I do, it's up to the individual in front of me if they're willing to play along with me, I guess, really.
Partially. But remember,
mm-hmm.
you are creating all of your reality.
Right.
Therefore, if you are presenting a difference to yourself, mm-hmm. then you are presenting that opportunity to yourself to discover how you can express a different avenue in which you can generate that cooperation.
Oh, and I do that. I find myself doing that all the time. I try to speak the language of the individual in front of me.
I agree. And that is what I am expressing to you, is important for you to acknowledge to yourself that you are doing that, and to credit yourself with that, and to pay attention, because you can naturally express that, and that
Thank you. So I keep jumping a lot. My brain is all over the place. So this going back to when I
live entirely.
Okay, thank you so much. This seems to be a natural flow of me to just jump. So when I was younger, it took a lot out of me to be in a conflicting situation. So if I had to physically defend myself or attack, my heart would hurt so much. Like, I remember, I thought I had some sort of an anomaly happening or something physically wrong with me. Is this because of how against my intention that is? It's not encouraging anyone to grow if you're hurting them. That's where that is coming from and how much it is. So if that's where the pain kicks in, if you're going against your intention, right?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. So back to the sciences. How can I, in what area would you recommend me to focus or in regard to this? And it's so hard.
Clarify that, meaning what?
So I want to learn more about how to, the science of effectiveness, the science of, I guess, my energy field. And I guess I'm stuck on pyramid because you gave me a symbol that my symbol is a pyramid. And the more I research, at least from the Elias Forum, the pyramid is meaning so many different things. Like you said initially when we first started this forum that there were four individuals that were acting as a pyramid for this energy.
What I would say is that has definitely evolved, and there have become more and more groups of individuals that have created these pyramid actions.
Am I included in that?
Yes.
Is the Elias Forum as a whole included in that?
Not necessarily.
So some individuals who are more as a focal point of energy. Is that what you mean by that?
At times, but not necessarily in that either. It is a matter of certain individuals' interpret a tendency to group together, to pool their energies, or to be expressing their energies together in a natural manner that configures that type of expression of a pyramid.
I see. And so individuals are doing it for a set intention. So it's not like a global pyramid action. It has very set intentions and they're pooling energies together. Just like the waves in consciousness. Could that be a pyramid action? Okay.
Let me also express that some individuals group together intentionally to create a pyramid action.
Can you explain that further? Like what you mean by a pyramid action? I'm sure I can read about it, but I just like the modern version.
It isn't necessarily an actual physical thing.
Okay.
It is an action that you do, that the individuals that are involved, each one represents a position of the pyramid.
Okay.
Therefore, in that representation, they each contribute a different energy in that pyramid action, and in doing so, that allows them to accomplish certain actions that they choose to focus on.
I think I'm understanding. So can I just give a brief example? Yesterday when I was talking to my mom, and she was quite the anxious person, my cousin was there too, and she's I believe she's tumult in alignment, my cousin Ramzia. And just by her sitting there, it created a easier gateway between me and my mom. Is that like what you mean by a pyramid action in a sense, where she's kind of helping that exchange?
Okay. doesn't create a pyramid of action.
Okay. I have some misunderstandings. Okay.
And what I would say to you is there are many, many, many different expressions and actions that individuals engage that are helpful, that are even amazing in your terms, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they are generating a pyramid action.
I see. Okay. I have to research.
Pyramid actions are specific.
Can you tell me, like, what pyramid action I am involved in?
What are you involved in?
What am I just involved in my day to day?
No, what are you involved in energy? Identify it. If you are involved in a pyramid action, then even if you haven't defined it as such,
mm-hmm.
are aware that you are involved with other individuals and you are energetically connected and involved with other individuals. Therefore, define it.
Nurturing, for instance. Would that be what you mean?
Not necessarily a subject. That is not what I am expressing to you.
I see.
What I am expressing to you is define what you are doing with other individuals.
Exchanging and empowering. I generally always have some form of relaxing individuals all the time.
Let me express it in this manner.
Okay.
Do you incorporate a group of individuals that you interact with, let us say, on a regular basis?
Sure. The Elias Forum group. Would that count?
And do you have specific individuals that you interact with on a regular basis?
Specific people I interact with? It's very small amount of very specific continuous people. Like Rob is one of them. In the Elias Forum, I'm usually just... I don't really know. I don't think there's a
specific... Doesn't have to be in the Elias Forum.
Okay.
I'm asking you
something.
To have a consistent group of friends, let us say,
mm-hmm.
that you consistently interact with.
Is it my dead friends?
Stop guessing.
Okay.
And answer the question.
Okay, so is there a group of people that I'm always interacting with?
Either you are or you aren't.
Oh, no, there isn't. No, not really. I don't think I am.
Very well. This is what I am expressing to you.
Oh, okay.
Is a matter of you can create a pyramid action.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
Self in a pyramid action intentionally.
I see.
In that, it is a matter of moving in a direction of engaging a specific group of individuals.
On a regular basis.
Yes, with a common theme. And it can be individuals that you identify as friends of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can be individuals that you have a common theme with.
Hmm.
But what I would say is the important factor is that you are engaging with them on a regular basis.
I see. And then that is... I see. So within consciousness, that becomes like a pyramid action that can be received.
Can. It doesn't automatically, but it can.
I see.
Individuals are all moving in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
they are sharing their interactions, growing in the same direction, yes, it can develop into a pyramid action. But it isn't automatically.
I think I have to think about that quite a bit because I'm kind of winging this part without much research, so that's showing. So I'll deviate the topic a little bit just to get, I guess, more understanding of my own energy. There are times, and it used to be very minimal or not as often, but so when I smoke a joint without the intention of escape, for instance, and I get a stream of information sometimes, and if I get purple flashes, and it's just a stream of, is that you that I'm hearing clearer, or is that me?
Both.
It's both.
It depends on what you are connecting to. At times, it is myself. At times, it is yourself.
That's a question. I do engage myself then. Is Jessica, my essence, which is me, that version of me that's aware, is engaged with me often or no?
Is you.
Is me. That's so hard for me to really understand this. It's like the hardest thing. Okay.
I understand. And I would express that you are definitely not alone in that.
That's not comforting.
That is a definite difficulty for many individuals, that many, if not most, individuals move in that direction of generating that distinction or that separation between themselves and essence. It is that influence of the religious belief system.
Right, of God being separate and you are an island.
Yeah.
Okay. It's funny because at times I know that's not true. And then majority of the time I do think that's true. Okay. So what is that, like, why through my head? Like, why in those moments is it coming right through my crown? It feels like my head kind of is just a whole lot of energy there. Is that just where I feel comfortable processing, or like what? Sometimes it's uncomfortable.
I would say yes, that is a manner in which you do process, and that isn't the only manner in which you process, but it is a consistent one. Mm-hmm. And I would also express that as you do that, now that is automatic, in that when you are engaging in that manner, you are actually generating new neurological pathways.
Can I... Am I doing that, like, less subtly when I'm, like, quote-unquote sober, or whatever the word is, than I am otherwise?
Yes.
But it is still happening.
Do it in many time frameworks. I would say that it is an action that you actually have been doing consistently for a time framework now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it is somewhat automatic.
Mm.
But I would say that it is definitely a benefit, because each time you move in that direction, you are
expanding,
creating new grooves in your physical brain.
Wow. I felt that as you said that. Like, I feel my brain a lot, actually. I can physically feel it. Is there a way to, not speed it up, but help it along? Like, is there a set, is there a...
say is encourage you to simply allow it in the manner that it is being expressed and that you have already been engaging it. The reason being that you can easily overwhelm yourself.
I know.
And move in a direction of if you are overwhelming yourself, you can actually hurt yourself. You can give yourself actual physical pain.
Right. And I felt that before.
Therefore, that isn't necessarily a benefit to be expressing in that manner. I would express that it is moving quite effectively as it is.
And I'm not creating any sort of physical ailments. Like, my face was being, I was getting all these rashes and stuff, and that's because of, did that have to do with the wave entering?
To a degree.
It does.
In that surge of energy.
Right.
And simply reacting to it.
Right.
And not quite being aware of what was actually occurring.
And that's what's happening to my mom currently, and my sister with her scare of appendicitis was all the same energy of they're connecting with those, this wave in consciousness.
Yes. Many individuals are expressing physical reactions.
Mm-hmm. And it's temporary.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so with that, like, my knees have still, I mean, it doesn't hurt me anymore, but I know that it can go back to even more natural. What is that reflecting to me, my knees? I've had it since I was a kid.
Your assessment?
Not standing for myself. Is that, can that, or my rigidity, or my hypervigilance? I think it's one of the three.
Now think.
Okay.
Generate an assessment. What is it connected to? This is important, my friend, that you actually practice exercising this.
Yes.
That you are actually looking at what you are doing, assessing, and defining that to yourself. I understand that initially, for this time framework, I am in a position to help you with that, but it is important that you are moving in a direction of attempting to find it.
Is this why, like, every time I call you, something goes wrong? Is because I'm not, because I'm leaning on you so hard. I feel myself leaning on you a lot more.
And in that, it is you communicating to yourself, not that you shouldn't be connecting with myself, because that is a benefit for you, but that you are also paying attention, and in paying attention, that you are prepared, that when you are engaging with myself, in a manner of speaking, you are doing your part.
Ah.
And therefore, when you ask a question, I'm very likely to express that question back to you. Mm-hmm. What is your assessment or what is your impression?
Mm-hmm.
And in that you are prepared that you have been assessing, you have been thinking about it, you have been attempting to define what is occurring. And at times, you may be stuck and you may express to myself, I have thought about it, I have attempted to evaluate this, and I don't know.
I haven't been doing that. You know what? I wing quite a bit with you. I'm going to actually listen to you this time and genuinely practice. Can you help me in those moments when I'm like alone? I think you do often, but is there, like, is it?
I do.
You do quite a bit, and I just don't listen sometimes, or I do listen, or.
What I would say is, it isn't necessarily that you don't listen, but you aren't always paying attention because you aren't necessarily paying attention to you. Mm-hmm. And let me define that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Paying attention to you isn't simply the action of thinking about yourself.
Right.
Or thinking about what you are feeling. That isn't paying attention to you. Paying attention to you is noticing what you are thinking or feeling, and also noticing what you are doing.
Right.
And then assessing, what does all of that mean to you? What are your messages to you? That is paying attention to you.
And those times when it's a blank, when I ask a question like that and I just get a blank, is that a resistance from me? Or is that, or my attention just still isn't on myself, that I'm not getting the...
No, because at times you might be blank. At times, you might not actually present a clear answer to yourself. And in that, then it is a matter of re-asking questions. What am I doing?
Hmm.
What am I feeling?
Hmm.
And what is happening around me, and what is my response to that?
Hmm.
Therefore, you are allowing yourself to take into consideration your reality, the world, and how you are interacting with it, and you are evaluating what your responses are, and therefore what your feelings mean to you in a particular moment or in a particular situation, and therefore also having the ability to evaluate more effectively.
Hmm.
Are communicating to yourself.
I think I understand.
Also, now in this process, you play a significant part because they are your signal. But in that, it is also a matter of evaluating those feelings. Are they now feelings or are they then feelings?
Right. This is something I have to really practice, that differentiation. And very quickly, I just want to ask, because I forgot to ask, my brother Tamim, is there any general advice you want to give him? Just something very quickly, and I can wrap it up.
What I would express is not to be so harsh with himself.
Hmm. He is quite.
Okay. To allow himself to be more gentle with himself. Not to push, not to expect so much from himself.
Thank you so, so much, Elias. I will practice.
You are very, very welcome, my friend. I express tremendous encouragement to you. in paying attention and being aware. You can do this, but it is also a matter of practicing building that trust in yourself that is somewhat lacking. I shall be offering my energy in helpfulness to you to encourage you in that trust.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, my dear friend. I shall greatly be anticipating our next